Thank you. Okay, now, what simon is this? Simon ayin hey, sif yud. Now you can show if you look common notion medlikin neiris bevayis echad. The meaning is that many women light neiris even in one house. V'chol achas mevareches al neiris shelo, and each one lights on their own neiris. Now the issue with this is because how do you go light, say a bracha that you're lighting neiris, and you already have the neiris lit. So how could you do that? So. But the kids are saying we do that anyways, meaning when you have guests and all that. Because when you add, the more light there is in a room, the more happy it is. So therefore, everybody can light. Two people shouldn't light on one menorah. I'm assuming because that's not recognizable. Meaning it's not recognizable that each one's lighting individually. We're also maker with that. Right. You can't put water even you shouldn't put water into a hole that you're gonna put the that you put the ner of the chalev, meaning you don't want the stuff dripping so that not meaning when the like what people do with the menorah on Hanukkah, they put water. And they put water so that the candle will go out. So you shouldn't do that. If necessary, you could be meikol. If you put it there, but to be maimed a kli with water under a hanging menorah, k'deshim yiplu nitzaitzis. So that if the nitzaitzis fall down, yischabu iser gomer hu, it's an iser gomer. Afilu lahamidah mibayid yom, even to put it there mibayid yom. And to be maimed kli without water, to be makam nitzaitzis mutter, afilu mishchecha, even when it gets dark, nitzaitzis ain't ben mamish, because nitzaitzis, what do you call nitzaitzis? Not ashes, sparks don't have any mamish. And to be maimed the kli so that the shemen of the chaylev drips on it, mishchecha. Since if it does drip, the kli is going to be also betilto. It's mevato the kli meichonoi v'asam shum davikilu divku shum. It's as if you mamish attached it over there, because betil kli meichonoi means you made it into muksa, and therefore it's you can no longer move it. But to leave it there, mibayid yom, it's mutter, because it's already there from erev Shabbos. Rabim notaf the soicha shemen. If the oil drips into it, also the stopping of Shabbos, you can't take from it on Shabbos. Vakli also betiltel, and the kli is also betiltel because it's muksa. Rabim lein notaf the soicha, and if it doesn't drip into it, loy neser akli betiltel al yedei machshava ba'alma. And if it doesn't drip in there, then the kli is not going to be also because the oil has to actually drip into it. Fine. Yud beis toiv laniach es achalas al ashulchan kodem shemadlikin es aneiros. You suppose it's good to put the chalas on the table when you're lighting, before you light the neiros. I don't know. I don't think people do this. Or maybe you take them and then, well, you can't put them into the oven because many people like to have hot challah. So I don't know how that works unless you take other challah and leave it there. Pan Yud Gimel Isha Suma, somebody who's blind. Im Yesh LaBaal, if she has a husband, Yadak HaBaal V'Yavarech, the husband should light. Im Ein LaBaal, if she doesn't have a baal, V'Hi Dara Levada, she lives by herself, Matlekas U'Mivarechas, she lights and she makes the bracha. Im Dara Im Acherim, V'Vayis Echad, V'Acherim Adlikin. And if she lives with others in one house and others are lighting, then Matlekas Suma B'Lai Bracha, the Suma should light without a bracha. Achim Hi Akeres HaBayis, she's the main person of the house. Tadliki tchila, she should light first. Usavarecha make a bracha, va'achakach yadliku acherim yivarchu. Then others will light and make a bracha. Yudalat isha shashaka pamachas lahadlik tadlik kol yameh ner echad yaisir mashayisir regila. If a woman forgot to light once, this is a major issue here. Right, a woman that forgets to light candles, then she lights the rest of her days one extra candle, ner echad yaisir mashayisir regila. than what she normally does. Right? Meaning it's a knas. If she forgets many times, she has to keep adding candles. It's a hacker, right? Meaning it's to sort of to remind her that she's going to be careful from here on in. If because of an oinus she doesn't light it, she doesn't need to add on anything, right? So the question is, though, what's an oinus? How do you define an oinus? If a woman falls asleep on the couch and then she misses candle lighting, is that an oinus? If, she's having a lot of guests and then she forgets, is that an oinus? Now, it's very difficult to know. And what happens if some of her regular candles go out, or she didn't light all of her candles? Is that a problem? So that's the different, those are different scenarios. And some also want to say that this knas was for back then, when if the woman didn't light the Shabbos candles, then they would be sitting in the dark the whole night. But nowadays, that there's always going to be candles lit, I mean, there's lights in the house, then you don't have this knas. Okay. Simon, it's very stressful for a woman to have to light an extra candle for the rest of her life. Fine. Simon, I involved. Dina had tefillas b'Shabbos of Yom Tov. The davening on Shabbos Yom Tov, Chof Gimel Sifim, has Chof Gimel Sifim. Knowing you'll act on tefillas arvos for Shabbos, Yosem, Mimi, Vaisachol, the minig is to. You could daven earlier on Shabbos than you do during the week. And it's actually the right thing to do. So you could be bringing Shabbos earlier for the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos to add on to Shabbos. It has to be from Plag HaMinchah on. You can't be Mekabel Shabbos before Plag HaMinchah. And even those that never daven Ma'ariv early, that means Shabbos, they're allowed to, they are allowed to make early Shabbos. But again, that's because of Moisef Shabbos. And even during the week, and you daven Mincha in the time that you daven Ma'ariv. Meaning, if somebody normally davens Ma'ariv after Plag, but here they can even daven, you still can daven. I'm sorry, the daven mincha up till shkia, you could still daven ma'ariv before shkia. Meaning, we're not worried about you paskin like two different opinions. Like, well, on a Thursday, let's say, you're going with the opinion that says you can daven mincha till shkia, and then the next opinion says that on the Friday, you're going with the other opinion. Because you have the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. I still think, and I tell this to people, and they look at me like I'm crazy, which they'd be right, but not necessarily for this. The majority of Klal Yisrael does not make early Shabbos. I mean, we think that the majority does, because in our communities, everybody does. The majority of the world does not. Hasidim do not. Eretz Yisrael, for the most part, like 99% of Eretz Yisrael, does not make early Shabbos, and right-wing yeshivas do not make early Shabbos. Right, so where does that leave? That's the majority of Klal Yisrael, as far as I know. At least the frum part of Klal Yisrael, they still don't make early Shabbos. That doesn't mean you shouldn't accept Shabbos in earlier by saying Mizmor Shir or whatever it is. Beis Berachas Hashkivenu, by the bracha Hashkivenu, ain chaysman k'moy b'chol Shomer Amo Yisrael. Right, as we know, we don't say Shomer Amo Yisrael lad. Kibun shebracha zuhi al klolus Am Yisrael. It's referring to the entire Klal Yisrael. Klolus Am Yisrael ain't tzrichin shmirah b'Shabbos. Klal Yisrael as a whole does not need shmirah on Shabbos. Ki Shabbos megin aleinu. Shabbos protects us. Right, right from Ushmar Tseinu. Meaning you still have to say Shmar Tseinu. Meaning why are you saying Shmar Tseinu? Right? Because, well, I'm not so sure. Well, how do we answer that? I think Shmartis Enoyeno is going on the footnote in the art scroll. Says the Shmar Tiseinu is going on individuals. Tiseinu Vayenu, people traveling. That we have to still daven for. Klal Yisrael as a whole, we don't have to worry about it on Shabbos. Elo Imrim Ufrois. We do say we Ufrois and spread it out. If you made a mistake and you finished like the regular Shomer Amal Yisrael La'ad, Niskan B'yad La'achat Tevas La'ad, if you remember right after the word La'ad, Yomer B'yad HaParis Sukkah Shalom. Aval Im Lo Niskar Ad La'achat K'dei Dibur, but if you don't remember, Ad La'achat K'dei Dibur, Ein Tzarech La'amrei Ad, you don't have to say it anymore. Gemol Noyeg Alemer B'tfilas Arbis V'yanu Chuvah, with a Hey, U'v'shachas U'musa V'yanu Chuvah, U'mincha Shabsois Kodshecha V'yanu Chuvah. Dalet, Acher tefilas halachas ba'arvus b'shabbos omrim kulam b'yachad vayichulu. Everybody says vayichulu. Yesh lamrim omer. You should say it standing up. L'fi shemazeh anu me'idim la'kadosh baruch hu. V'maisa bereishis va'edim trichin la'hoyed me'umad. And the edim need to say the edus me'umad standing up. Okay, we'll stop. We'll stop over there for that. I need somebody to.